What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Granny House. I know it's been a minute since I checked in with y'all, but I think it's time to check in. And I think everybody should be checking in with their loved ones. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm going to actually publish this and see where it go. But I have been recording. I know I don't want people to think that I have been recording episodes. Trust me, I have a whole bunch of episodes. But I feel like it's important for me to publish this episode tonight. Or if not tonight, tomorrow for sure, by the time I edit it. I just want to speak on what I'm experiencing through this weird time right now. Today is March 25th, 2020, and they basically got the city on lockdown. Basically got the country on lockdown. And it looks like it's going to stay that way for at least I don't even want to put no time on it. I think it's going to stay this way for the foreseeable future, and I also believe it's going to get a lot worse than what it is. I actually went to a doctor's appointment with my wife last week for our soon-to-be-born child. And the midwife was telling us that in our county of Hennepin, they know it's thousands of cases. And the problem is they don't have the test to take. So if you don't have a terrible cold or a fever or some signs of a flu, it's best not to even go to the doctor. So she was basically telling me things have to get a lot worse before they get better. And I said I went to the grocery store not this weekend that just passed, but the weekend before that. And I've never seen so many shelves empty. I seen it on the news, and I just thought it was BS. But I actually went to a couple of stores and witnessed it myself. And I went to some stores today myself, along with my wife, and I just seen it was all clear. Everything in the stores is clear, so I don't know. I don't know where this is going. But to be honest, I was actually scared last week. You know, but because I have kids, family, just like the rest of us do. And I've never seen this before. I don't have any answers for it. So what I've been trying to do is educate myself on it. And it's just that simple. Educate myself on it. I know everybody is on lockdown. I just want to know what is my family? What is my granny house family doing while they on lockdown? What y'all doing at the house? What music y'all listening to? How many times a day you curse the kids out? How many times a day you get cursed out by your wife? How many times a day you curse your wife out? Or, how are you handling this lockdown? That's what I want to know. How is my family handling this lockdown? And with that, thanks for tuning in to Granny House. I'm out. I'll get back with y'all in a couple hours. What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Granny House. You already know who it is. Like I said, I'm just trying to see what's going on with my family and checking in with my granny house family about the coronavirus and the country on lockdown, and some of our states are on lockdown, some of our cities on lockdown, the stores are closing early. I just want us to just take the time and, you know, what I'm trying to take this time for, I'll speak on that. I'm trying to take this time for to spend time with my family. I have another child on the way, a son. My wife, 26 weeks with him. I have, actually right now, I have 7 kids in the house. I just want to know what's going on with everybody, you know? Like I said last week, I was kind of scared because I didn't have any information on it. And, you know, I live by the rules that I don't really fear anything but God. But last week, two weeks ago, once I seen the NBA go off, I knew some things was about to change. And it seemed like they started to change, and they're still starting to change. Every hour on the hour, every second on the second, every minute on the minute. You know, I just feel like once this thing is over with, we should have something to show for the time that's been spent. You know? Because everybody is quarantined in the house. So I feel like we should be, instead of us, because I'm bored, you know? I've been saying I was bored all day. And what's crazy about that is, if the city wasn't on lockdown, I'll actually still be sitting in the house right now. But since they got everything on lockdown, it just feels like boredom. But I, for one, I'm blessed, and I thank God that I'm even able to talk to you guys and share my true feelings on our platform, on my own platform, I should say. You know, so this is a blessing to me. You know, I don't know. I just really don't know. It's crazy. Times are crazy. Times are changing. But I know if we got love for each other, we'll get through it. I'm blessed enough to have a bunch of noodles. I got at least 3 or 4 cases of noodles. And if I got 3 or 4 cases of noodles, I got four cases of noodles. All four is 24 packs. So I can make it. I got a couple loaves of bread, so I might. And the water's still on. The light's still on. So it ain't really that bad. It's not really that bad. We just gotta practice hygiene, personal hygiene. Wash our hands. Don't, you know, shake too many hands, and we'll be okay. They just canceled the Olympics, I see. I seen that earlier. Push that back to 2021. Like I said, I'm gonna hear what y'all doing, what y'all listening to, what movies y'all watching. Like, tell me some movies, tell me some songs. I just wanna let everybody know, I think we gonna come out better when this thing has finally, when we finally get some type of control of this, then we're gonna come out better. So, you know, hard times don't really last long. And I really don't consider this as being too much of a hard time because we just quarantined to our house, you know? We quarantined to our house around our loved ones. And we should be able to come out with better relationships, a better understanding of each other. That's what I'm working towards anyway. You know, some funny stories. The liquor stores are still open, so. Yeah. quite sure we can go get some liquor and, you know, buy a deck of cards or something and turn up. I want to hear what kind of meals y'all making. I just want to hear about it. So I want people to share some of their stories with me. And I'm going to continue to post from now, from today, March 25th, all the way up until this stuff ends. Like I said, I have a bunch of podcasts that I have recorded. I have a whole bunch of episodes I've recorded. However, I don't think right now is the time to share them, but I will be publishing an episode every single day until this stuff blow over. And then the episodes that I already have, I'll publish them at a later date. But I'm going to go live every single day until this stuff is over. And I'm going to get on social media, so I need y'all help. I definitely need y'all help because I'm learning on the fly. I'm doing this stuff on the fly. So I ain't really got much to talk about right now. So I love y'all, man. Stay safe. Yeah, I'll talk to y'all later.